An ancient fish still swims in Lake Champlain. The prehistoric lake sturgeon can grow up to 8 feet long and live as long as a century. A national environmental group now wants the fish protected under federal law throughout its range. As VPR's John Dillon reports, the sturgeon is slowly recovering in Vermont after years of population decline.
Biologist Chet McKenzie has studied lake sturgeon for 20 years. When he first began, he wasn't even sure the lake still held a viable population. He's seeing more and more these days.
It's been kind of a wild morning. We picked up a dead sturgeon at the Heinenberg Bridge that one of the wardens recovered and brought that up. And then this morning when we were setting nets, the water was a little high, so we had a net drift on us. So I said, all right, let's pull it in, and we'll reset it with more weights on it. As we pulled it in, we had a sturgeon. We couldn't catch it because we didn't have the dip net with us, and it got away. So, but we pulled that net.
The goal today is to net fish where they spawn in the Winooski River near Burlington, check to see if they've been tagged before, measure them, take a tissue sample, and then release them back to the river. Like any fishing, it involves luck and timing. Retired biologist Madeline Little, who's volunteering today, and technician Taylor Booth stand in front of the rocking boat and pull in a net that's held in place with anchors and buoys. Fish and Wildlife Commissioner Lewis Porter is also here. It's his job to grab the big fish and get it on board. Chet McKenzie lays it out for the team.
So Taylor and Madeline are going to be up front pulling the net in.
Okay.
If they say we got a sturgeon, you're going to be standing there with a dip net, and you either hand it to one of them if they ask for it, or you run up and dip net the fish.
Okay.
It all falls apart if we get a second fish. I'm trying to drive the boat and keep us off the rocks.
We pull up several nets, but all they hold is sunken driftwood. Then...
give them slack, give them slack. All right, they got slack. Water, get in the water, pull the net.
The fish is transferred to a tank and quickly covered with river water. This sturgeon is a male, about 5 feet long. He hasn't been tagged before, so at a makeshift lab on an island in the river, McKenzie inserts a tag and takes a tissue sample.
All right, so we're going for a length, fork length, full length. You got him? Head down. Fork length, 1,246.
Sturgeon can live for a century, so it's quite possible McKenzie or the next generation of researchers will catch this fish again 10, 20, or even 50 years from now. But their longevity has not guaranteed their survival. McKenzie says just a 4% decline in their numbers can crash the entire population. That's because this fish waits 25 years to spawn.
It's kind of like elephants, you know. These fish take 25 years to mature, and then you know, they live to be 100, and they only spawn once every 5 years. You know, it doesn't take a lot being cropped off before you have problems.
Sturgeon evolved some 200 million years ago in the Jurassic Age, but civilization has not been so kind. Dams block fish from spawning grounds. Overfishing took its toll. But McKenzie suspects that attacks by sea lamprey really pushed the Vermont population over the edge. He and retired fisheries biologist Madeline Little first worked on sturgeon research in the 1990s, and they credit an aggressive lamprey control program with helping the fish recover.
It's rare now to see a sea lamprey wound on a sturgeon. And you remember some of those sturgeon.
They looked like they were shot up with machine guns. It was awful.
That was in the late 90s through 2002, I think.
Despite seeing more and more fish, McKenzie says he can't really estimate their numbers in Lake Champlain. That's the goal of current research involving radio-tagged fish and identifying their winter holding areas.
We're finding it's a lot easier to catch fish. It's not just that we're learning, there seems to be more fish here.
McKenzie says reports from anglers help the research too. A fish caught in Otter Creek, for example, was the first sign that the fish live in that tributary. But the biologist warns that anglers should not target the fish on purpose.
Anglers providing us information if they incidentally catch a lake sturgeon has been critical, but we're not encouraging anglers to fish for sturgeon. It appears some anglers are targeting sturgeon, and that's clearly against the law, and we don't want that to happen.
The lake sturgeon is protected under Vermont law, and the environmental group Center for Biological Diversity wants federal protection as well. The center last week asked the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to list the fish as threatened under the Endangered Species Act. The group says habitat loss, pollution, overfishing, and climate change all threaten the fish in its traditional range in the Great Lakes system and Canada. The center's Molly Madison says she's encouraged by the recovery of the Vermont population, but...
You know, it's an incredibly long-lived species, very slow reproductive rate, so it's important to not draw quick conclusions from, you know, the fact that people are either seeing more or reporting more right now. But certainly it's encouraging news.
Back on the Winooski River, the 5-foot male sturgeon has been tagged, inspected for lamprey wounds, and is ready to swim free. Mackenzie pilots the boat out in the stream. He wants to return the fish near a University of Vermont research site so the scientists can use it to calibrate their underwater equipment.
How about, like, right around here?
How about right here, Lisa?
Okay. Here it comes.
Here it comes.
You let it go, guys.
They let it go right now.
Sinking.
There it goes, sinking.
He looked like he was just perfect.
For VPR News, I'm John Dillon.